Welcome to the podcast, the after show at warm1013.com. Nikki's not here today, but Deborah Ross is here.
Yes, I am.
Because we're recording on Friday, and what do you got for me, Krista Kredit?
There is no five-second rule, people, just so you know.
No.
Well, no, many of us have contemplated whether or not just to pick it up and eat it if it hits the floor, if it doesn't really last 5 seconds on the floor. But scientists at Clemson, so scientists have backed this up. And I know Deborah appreciates the scientist.
I sure do.
Bacteria was transferred from tabletops and floors to the food within 5 seconds.
Oh, within nanosecond.
Yeah. That is the five-second rule. It's not an accurate guide when it comes to eating food that has fallen on the floor or on a dirty table. I won't even eat stuff like if you're out and it falls on the actual table. I won't even eat it.
Yeah, at this point, no, you're right. I don't do that.
Right.
But I mean, I didn't before either, so.
No, I see. Before I didn't care. I figured I'd been camping.
Yeah. And I mean, I have a principle of, get little bits of sick so that you don't get lots of sick.
Right.
That's right. You build up immunity that way.
You got to build up it.
Well, something fell on the floor of my car the other day. It was like Nate was eating chocolate chip cookies or something. And I go, don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. Because I think he thought about it for like 5 seconds.
Yeah. And so I would not think about it in the car.
No,
I mean,
it's
the
disgusting.
Car, you've just gotten in from dirt and trekking and
right.
No. I mean, I know that sounds stupid because it's probably all the same, and probably I'm just
right.
Pushing these things together in my head that don't even belong together. But right, no,
yeah.
No.
And then Jason is of the mind frame. No, it's fine. You can eat it.
Well, I mean, so I do have the principle of, is this going to kill me? And the answer is no, but still, it's disgusting.
But what if sometimes it could be yes?
Well, yeah. I mean,
only need to be once.
That's true.
Right.
All right,
fine.
All right. Today's Friday, right?
16th
of July.
Friday.
If you're listening to the podcast, come to my show tonight. I got a show with my band at the amphitheater in Henrietta. 6:30 to 8:30. I'm looking very much forward to this.
And then when's the next public one, Tony?
Next public one will be the 31st of this month at Beachcomber.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We like
great
the,
food.
We like
great
having
atmosphere.
I love playing there because it's just very loose.
Yes.
And, we try different things. We'll learn a song on stage there.
Yeah.
Because why not?
I've done karaoke with Nikki at one of your Beachcomber shows.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no. Nikki did karaoke. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
At one of your Beachcomber shows.
I know. So, it's a fun
game. Did you figure out the outfit?
Leather pants
or
I'm going to wear long pants. I know you have to dress like a rock star tonight because you're in a big, when I do the Beachcomber, shorts are fine.
Mm-hmm.
But when you play in front of a big crowd of people in an amphitheater and they're just, looking at you, you got to look like a rock star.
So what are we?
So today, I actually bought a few shirts to try, and I got a nice, I think I'm going to wear either a light blue collarless shirt, button down, and maybe white pants, maybe black pants. I don't know. We'll see.
Ooh, I like the white pants.
White pants could
idea.
Be, summertime. Could be,
right?
Yeah. So,
with
yeah.
the blue.
Yeah.
That's a thought.
So, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But,
are they real skin tight?
No.
Rockers are supposed to
your
wear
face.
The skin tight pants.
Maybe I'll go, I might go with the leather, leopard pants. What do you think?
Yes, leopard.
Yeah, leopard pants.
With blue shirt.
Yes, that works. That's over.
That's perfect.
The skin tight leopard pants. That's what I'm thinking. Or the assless chaps. What do you think?
Okay, now you've gone too far because I can't get the image out of my head.
Can't unsee that, can you?
No, you can't. Okay, wait. Let me put another person in it. Oh, Channing Tatum.
Okay, there you go. Oh, we're similar.
No, you're not. No, not at all. So, we have a weekend full of baseball this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say that we are not staying overnight.
Yeah.
So we're driving because we stay so much, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're driving. So we'll probably be back and forth. So I thought, I'm driving.
Mm-hmm.
So why not add in lacrosse? If this is an Oswego on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
why not add in lacrosse in Niagara Falls? Since we only have one game Saturday at 8 in the morning in Oswego.
There you go.
Just like last weekend.
Yeah. That's crazy. Man, how many miles are you putting in this?
I don't know if I'm going to do that. Nate wants to do that.
Of course
he wants
to.
I don't know if I'm up for it because Jason's going to the cabin.
Oh,
so it'd be all me.
It's all you driving. Oh, my goodness.
Mm, don't do it.
No?
No, don't do it.
Instead,
but you will because you are such a pushover.
I am with Nate. I know. It's terrible.
Yeah.
So I came to the conclusion this week that I need more friends like Tony Infantino.
Mm.
And it's not kind of what you think. I was not feeling well on Wednesday, and so I have a friend who invited me just to spend the afternoon at the lake house in Canandaigua.
Oh, nice.
And I felt so much better. So yeah. What I need are more friends with lake houses.
There you go.
Sorry, Tony.
It's no problem.
Oh,
you know, okay. No, they can't. You know, a friend of mine is renting a place on Canisius Lake for 3 months, and he loves it so much he's thinking of buying. He likes it. And it's
just beautiful.
Somebody says, you know, do you have a boat? He says, no, I got friends with boats. So
right.
That's all you need.
There's a house for sale, a duplex on Canisius for $399.
Really?
Yep, two apartment,
really?
Two house. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
On the east side.
Wow.
How do we know this, Deborah?
We know this because we are friends with a real estate agent, and we had a business meeting yesterday morning, and he happened to mention this.
Wow.
Looking at me carefully, like,
yeah.
Interested, Ross? It's like interested, yes, but
well, I love living there. I do love living there. It's to me, it's just heaven. I think of all the people who, you know, when you sit out on your dock and you know, it's a wonderful thing. And I think of those people who are doing that on the French Riviera and going, okay, those people are really lucky. But
yes.
You know, but it's like, you know, a friend of mine once told me a long time ago, he's pretty well off and he was a financial guy and he figured he's going to retire with like $5 million.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay.
Which is, that's nice for retirement after working 50 years in financial business and stuff. And those guys know where the money is, so they don't want to make it.
Yep.
And I will retire, but not that well. And he says, if $1 million retires like $5 million, just live in a smaller house. But you go to the same restaurants, and you know, okay,
yeah.
Fine. He said, I'll see you there. Okay, fine. So it's, you know, it's all relative, but.
Right?
It is fun living there. I do enjoy it.
And water gives you such peace. I had not, you know, you don't really appreciate it. And it doesn't cost anything. You can drive to a lake,
yeah.
Sit by the side of the lake and kind of get the same. But it's better to do it with good friends, which is
yes.
Why
right.
Having more good friends like Tony and Fantino.
I was going to call you this week and say, if you want to, you know, anytime you want to play hooky, just call me. We're there every day. And I know you don't
I'll
play hooky
fired.
At all. You'll get fired. I know. You own the business. You can work from, you bring your
I
computer.
Could, yeah.
You could work from there.
Yeah.
You can.
Do you get that same feeling from like the beach? Like if you go to Florida, or do you think
the
lake
when I go to
is
the beach,
calmer?
I do get a wonderful feeling, but there I have to drive to a beach, you know.
Yeah.
And
well,
then you sit
I mean,
down
if you wouldn't, if you lived on
all
the
that
beach,
stuff. I know. If you lived on a beach in Florida, I think you're great. But that's expensive real estate.
And you have
zero.
Insurance.
just add a zero, okay?
Yeah,
that's what you do there.
Yeah.
But no, I'm very blessed. Believe me, I get it. I think it's weird that because I can say funny things. Into a microphone, they let me live on a lake house.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell? That's what's wrong with this picture?
Right.
So we keep doing it, though. All right, that it?
That's it.
All right. Share this with your friends on Facebook and all the others, and we'll see you soon.